From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Protests across France are continuing. The southeastern city of Lyon again is rioting. In Marseille, the garbage is piling up because trash collectors are on strike and gas supplies are still running short. All the result of outrage over France's plans to raise the pension age from 60 to 62. The BBC's Christian Fraser says haggling over legislation is giving time to unions to essentially dig in.
The pension reform bill has been in the Senate for well over a week now, but they're still debating it. It's quite a torturous process. They've been talking their way through thousands of amendments that have been put forward by opposition senators. Perhaps a strategy that could be likened to filibustering. They're trying to spin it out as long as they can. There was supposed to be a final vote in the Senate this evening. But it looks like it's going to go on until Friday, perhaps even until Saturday morning.
The BBC's Christian Fraser reporting. Today, President Obama spoke with an audience of mostly women at a backyard meeting in Seattle. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from the president's West Coast campaign swing.
The goal of this trip is to mobilize the Democratic base, and that group includes women such as Jody Hall, who owns the local bakery Cupcake Royale. She told the president about receiving a small business loan that let her expand.
That, plus adding the salted caramel the day you were inaugurated, has really helped our business to thrive. So I hear you're a big fan of salted caramel.
Absolutely.
And that's what I brought you. So
wonderful.
After the town hall, President Obama went to a huge rally at the University of Washington for Senator Patty Murray, who is fighting for re-election against Republican challenger Dino Rossi. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Seattle.
Toyota is recalling more than 1.5 million cars, mostly in the U.S. and Japan. As NPR's Rob Gifford reports, it's the latest in a string of quality problems for the world's number one automaker.
Toyota said it will call back for repairs about 740,000 cars in the United States and nearly 600,000 in Japan. More than 100,000 will be recalled in Europe and elsewhere. A spokesman in Tokyo said the majority of the vehicles have a problem with the brake master cylinder, which could lead to weaker braking power. Over the past year, Toyota has recalled more than 10 million cars and trucks worldwide for a variety of problems. Analysts say the recall has been prompt this time after harsh criticism that the company did not act fast enough on the previous safety complaints. The models affected by the latest recall in the United States include the Avalon, the Highlander, and the Lexus. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.
On Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 39 points at 11,147. NASDAQ is up 2 at 2,460. S&P 500 up 2 at 1180. This is NPR. Brake fluid leaks are spurring recalls at Honda. It affects Acura RL sedans and Odyssey minivans from model years 2005 to 2007. However, the company is not saying how many vehicles are covered by this recall. A typhoon is bringing floods to Taiwan and other parts of Asia. The storm that forecasters named Maggie wreaked havoc in the Philippines, forcing thousands to evacuate their homes and causing tens of millions of dollars in damage. In China, officials say the typhoon might be the strongest to hit the South China Sea this year. Random House today announced that it will publish the memoirs of the writer Salman Rushdie. The publishing house says it is one of the most far-reaching multi-language and multinational deals ever for one book. We have more on this from NPR's Lynn Neary.
Random House says the publication of Rushdie's memoir simultaneously in three languages and in more than a dozen countries is unprecedented. The story of Rushdie's life will include the years that he lived in hiding under the threat of death because of a fatwa issued by the Ayatollah Khomeini. His 1988 novel, The Satanic Verses, angered Muslims who considered the work blasphemous because of the way it portrayed the Prophet Muhammad. Rushdie is still working on the book. It's scheduled for publication in 2012. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
A day after Britain unveiled a plan for the deepest spending cuts since World War II, the government is publishing details of a proposed permanent tax on British and foreign banks operating in the UK. Supporters say it will hold institutions more accountable and responsible for potential risks they pose to the financial system. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.